Let's say hi to Susan today.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan. Oh, wait a minute. Let's say hi to Jennifer today.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
That feels weird to say, by the way.
Hi, Doug. Seven after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program as we wrap up the week. We being Jennifer and you and me in our discussions of what's going on, what people are talking about, fun stuff, serious stuff, things that are important. Let's talk about whether or not there ought to be parades around the country. This thing has escalated over the last couple of weeks into a pretty fundamental discussion. Some of it's predictable and some of it isn't in terms of is there a place for honoring our returning troops? Would the troops be better off if we gave them a pay raise rather than spending public money on having a big party for them? A New York City criticized, somebody asked the mayor or city council or something for a parade, and I'm not sure what the answer was. I just know that there was a big parade for the Super Bowl champion, New York Giants. That has to have cost somebody some
right.
money. So,
yep.
How about having a parade for the returning vets? Other people say, no, we don't want to have a parade because it honors war. They've done a good job, but why are we supporting people who are, in essence, you know, responsible for the deaths of others? There are all kinds of arguments for and against this, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you and your community think there ought to be a parade for the troops that have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, it's a local decision. Certainly
local
is not
heroes,
a,
yeah.
But, well, this thing, it seems to me, gets to the core of a lot of what's going on in our country today. See these basic arguments about things that seem fairly simple. Then, you know, these people come up with, there's a group in one of the cities that I was overviewing has a committee to decide whether or not we can have a parade. And the committee was looking at the budget in this community, and they said, well, how do we explain cutting school budgets and yet coming up with the money to have a parade? And I think that's a fundamental argument. Unless you want to go raise the money, here's the only way. I'm for, not celebrating, but acknowledging the men and women who have been in service to our country.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do not think that it makes sense to take money from local budgets, county budgets, state budgets, federal budgets, to pay for it. You want to have a parade? Get the VFW to go have a fundraiser, get the dough, and then have the parade.
Here's what I would like to see. Because we don't have any of this in my community. Veterans Day is kind of just a bank holiday, I think it's become anyway, in Los Angeles. And
yeah.
I would love to see if some of the major cities would plan a Veterans Day parade once a year where they would honor the people that came home, or they, you know, where at least we would get.
Who pays for it?
You know, I don't know. It's a good question. The Chamber of Commerce, the local business federation, something like that. Something,
but not taxpayer dollars.
Yeah. No, I don't think taxpayer dollars should be mandated to pay for any additional things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that the issue?
Our budgets are already torn. Hello.
Right. Yeah.
Gosh.
800-510-8255. You have a thought? You're welcome to share it with us. We'll move on in a moment. I want to talk a little about this controversy from New Orleans, where NFL players apparently were offered bounties for being overly aggressive. If this is something that's been going on for a long time, I never heard of it, but I don't follow football that much. We'll talk about that in a moment. Plus, Jennifer looks into, that's the wrong word. This is a radio program.
The inside investigation. She looks into it.
You may want to discuss the Dionne Warwick appearance. Is that of value? Boy, she look old.
Well, she's getting there, Dougie.
Yeah, she is, yeah. 11 after the hour on Good Day.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not long.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
I was looking at some of the things, Jennifer, that we've been talking about this week in general, specific stuff that we've been focused on and what you've heard. I mean, how much more can we say about Rush Limbaugh? I think that's off.
Yeah, I'm over it.
We certainly have other opportunities for folks to talk about Super Tuesday and the candidates and yada, yada, yada. I think even though this is a continuing conversation, the price you're paying for gasoline and why and what to do about it is, a first of all, a national disgrace. Secondly, it needs to have some time, I think, every single day, because nothing affects our lives more than what the cost of petroleum is.
And, yeah, when we can't pay to go to work anymore.
Well, not only that, but you are everything you eat, everything mm-hmm. you touch is transported from one place to another.
Travel, everything.
And, right. I paid 40 cents more a gallon for fuel on the farm this week. Than as was the case a month ago.
Interesting piece that you were talking about, the difference in the cost of gas at the beginning of the Obama administration
right.
and now
right. yeah.
With Diane Sawyer last night on World News. And it was, I mean, it's staggering. I think it was $1.86 when he took office, and now it's $3.89 or
and
something.
And if I were running for president against him, I don't care if it's Brett McGungan.
Hammer that, absolutely.
That's all I would talk about. Look at the yep. price you're paying for gasoline and for food and every other commodity, and how does that kill jobs? That's all you talk about. That's
yeah,
it. You talk about nothing else. No social issues. There is nothing else to talk about but the economy. The job numbers are back up to 9%. In terms of those who are unemployed.
Yeah.
And so, and
they,
all
the
that
story.
Is reflected. People aren't going to hire people if they can't produce, if they're in some sort of any kind of business, but a production mode, if people slow down their purchasing of things. It's just all focused on the price you pay for fuel.
Yeah. If I were Mickey Mouse running against him right now, whoever, anybody. Yeah. First of all, I'd say, don't you like my ears? But they did this story on ABC about how he's released this video with his campaign plan. It's narrated by Tom Hanks, and he's talking about all the good he did in the last 4 years, and this is what he's going to run on in the upcoming election. But then they had to show the prices of houses, which have dropped by a lot. The value of a house has dropped. The unemployment is terrible. And the gas prices, they just outlined for Mickey Mouse the way to run against President Obama on ABC News last night.
Mouse Club. Okay, here's Alan,
right.
who has a thought on who ought to pay for parades for our troops.
Oh, okay.
I think that absolutely we should have a parade for these young men and women. And I don't call these wars, I call them aggressions. But I think that in addition to having a parade for these young men and women, I think that since we usually go to these places to protect the interests of big corporations, I think they should come back, get a big parade, and I think the big corporations should pay for it.
That's
you know,
a good idea.
No matter what your level of patriotism is, I think that when these young men and women sign up for these armed forces, they're given these brochures in color, and they're going to, you know, travel the world, and all these great things are going to happen. But no matter the case, what they do is noble, and there's no end result. You put on the uniform, you go over there, you get your limbs blown off, you come back, and everybody goes, oh, you did a great job, and then everybody sort of walks away from them. Yes, they should get a parade, and yes, the big corporations who they defend should pay for it.
I'm with you, pal. That's a great idea. We didn't think about that before. These are oil wars. Iraq is an oil war. Afghanistan, people say, oh, there's no oil there. That wasn't the issue. There was a pipeline proposed for this area to move oil from Russia across Afghanistan down to a port. And the Taliban, they and Al-Qaeda and whoever else was over there at the time, that wasn't the reason for starting the war. We went to Afghanistan because we thought that the Al-Qaeda were there, and they were when we started, when George Bush was president, but they're long gone now. And so what the heck are we there for? It is craziness. But, yeah, they're all oil wars. You're right. 800-510-8255. All right, so Whitney Houston's cousin, Dionne Warwick, on Good Morning America yesterday. What's the story, Jen Jen?
Well, she showed up and gave an interview to Robin Roberts and talked about Whitney's last days. And she said she thought she was in a good mental place before her death. And Dionne had talked to her that morning. And they talked about meeting up at the party with Clive Davis. And she said, quote, "I'm glad you're going to be there. Thank you. I want you to be here. You've got to be here for me." So I don't know if that necessarily, does that sound like she was in a good, strong place to you, Dougie, if she's wanting someone to be there for her?
That's what friends are for.
Well, I'm serious, though. I mean, it doesn't, I mean, Dionne's saying she was in a good place, but it seems to me maybe she still was a little girl-like. I don't know.
She was, well, her mental, people who are hooked on drugs as much as she was, and both, Dionne Warwick, by the way, is extraordinarily her career and her life, I don't know about right now, and she's an example of someone who has been able to use drugs and control her career.
Mm-hmm.
Whether she would be a good one for Whitney Houston to go to for help, because certainly she knew, Whitney Houston had to know how much, over her entire career, Dionne Warwick has been a drug addict.
Right.
But has been able to live under the radar.
Yeah.
Right.
Dionne called her the little girl that she never had. She said she was up and ready. She was trying to do a career comeback, and she had everything in the world to live for. She was excited about her new film, and she was ready to get back in the studio and record because she had been working on getting her vocals together.
Yeah.
So she said Sissy's been holding up, and she commented on Bobby Christina saying that she'll have the support of the family. And she said the one thing she loves about her family is that they all are very supportive of each other.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
There you
go. That's what families are for. That's what families are for. 800-510. I knew you.
Lame-o, but it's Friday. We can't help it.
That's Jennifer. Jennifer's singing. Doug's singing. You're singing. Singing the blues. Coming up, the NFL Bounty controversy. I also want to talk about the new Sarah Palin movie.
Hmm.
And
there are two coming up. We'll talk about the one you're talking about, Game Change, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I do want to spend a minute on the Rush thing, because there's sort of an important inside radio item that is part of the story. All coming up in the next half hour on Good Day. It's 20 after the hour.
Hi, Rick. Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
Saw you hitting them.
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring and then some. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like 3 for $18 on champion tees and shorts for men and tees and tanks for women. That's right, just $6 each. Then run to the shoe department and save $20 on New Balance 310 running shoes at just $39.99. Whether your family needs to complete their workout wardrobe with shoes or apparel, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3-4 through 310 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Bank of America in the news. That comes up too soon on the Good Day program.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Jennifer is beautiful. Maria is beautiful.
Doug is handsome.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
So you are handsome, Doug.
You are, Doug.
Thank you.
For a man your age?
For a man my age. How swell is that to hear?
Uh-huh. So beautiful to me.
Baby, you're all right. You must have been something before electricity, huh?
Fun. Good news for President Obama. The latest polls show President Obama's approval ratings among women have risen by 10%. Yeah, he's up by 10%. Yeah, many people believe this increase is due to Obama's new campaign slogan, "Tell me about your day." Pat Robertson says he supports legalization of marijuana. It's like Bob Barker said, "Go ahead, let your dog keep its balls. Go ahead." It's like Jeff, you got any?
That's like Matthew McConaughey saying, all right, today the shirt stays on."
Yeah. I don't see why anyone's surprised, though. Pat Robertson is 81 years old. But after a certain point, you know, old people don't give a crap what anybody thinks. They know they eat at 5 p.m., they wear socks with sandals. When they see a cute girl at the checkout in the supermarket, they're like, "I want to squeeze your boobies." And everybody's like, he's so cute. I salute you, old people. Do what you damn well please.
I thought that was kind of interesting, Pat Robertson suggesting on the 700 Club.
Who knew?
Right, exactly. Ah, well, he's some influence still, I think. 800-510-8255. Jennifer Warren, Doug Steffen, with the issues of the day, the events of the day, the new Sarah Palin move ease. Because there are, as Jennifer
pointed
out to me.
You're only hearing about one.
Yes, there are two Sarah Palin move ease. Would you like to explain, please, about both of them, please? Sarah Palin move ease.
Let's start with the first one that we've heard of. That's Game Change. That's the one that stars Woody Harrelson, Ed Harris, Julianne Moore.
Have you seen pictures of her?
I think she's very attractive.
No, I'm talking about as in the Sarah Palin role.
She looks just like
Sarah
Palin.
She really does. I saw the promo on a lot of the buildings here in Los Angeles.
It's pretty good.
It's a company town. They put lots of banners and billboards up. It looks, you got to really look closely.
Yeah. She does a good job. I mean, she has her facial expressions and everything. And I even think Ed Harris as John McCain looks pretty close, which is even more of a jump.
And what they did, Jennifer, apparently, at least to the interviews that she's had, how she was trained 2 months in trying to get her mannerisms, her vocal expressions, that kind of stuff, to prepare for the role. It's really, it's extraordinary. For no other reason, it'd be interesting to see the movie, just to see how that turns out. But what are the other reasons to see or not to see the movie?
Well, they have spent, HBO spent a lot of money marketing it. I received a big glossy, slick advertising piece in the paper last weekend. All over town, there's these billboards.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they handle it. This one is not going to be quite as favorable to Sarah Palin as the one that's going to air on the Reels channel at the same exact time.
Mm-hmm.
That one's called Undefeated, and it's a documentary by conservative filmmaker Stephen K. Bannion. So it's going to be on right against each other. Reels channel said, hey, they're not endorsing Sarah Palin. They would actually like to switch movies with HBO. They're just trying to get some attention for themselves.
Well, wasn't the Reels channel where they said that Kennedy's
piece aired on the Reels channel. Yes.
Yeah, because they couldn't put it. It was supposed to originally be on, I think, HBO.
History.
Or History Channel.
Yeah, it was supposed to be on History.
The Kennedys put a lot of heat on them, and so the only network that didn't buckle because they had nothing to lose was
exactly,
the
Reels. Reels is in a lot of homes. They just don't have a lot of PR.
R-E-E-L-Z, I think it is, right?
Right, yeah.
All right, so you can check that out. The two Sarah Palin movies. It's 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Can't get away to a tropical island for a vacation? How about jet skiing in Manhattan? That's right. A company called Jetty Jumpers offers jet skiing in New York, as well as other cities like Louisville, Miami, and San Francisco. Just don't forget to ask about local laws and mandatory classes. Charles River Canoe and Kayak has locations throughout Massachusetts. In addition to canoe and kayak classes, they offer an innovative sport called stand-up paddleboarding. And where else but in Austin, Texas, can you combine kayaking with spotting urban bats? A company called Live Love Paddle will take you at night by kayak up Lady Bird Lake to see the colony of 1.5 million bats. Just one caveat, which should come as no surprise. Urban waters are often not as clean as their coastal counterparts, so follow some basic common sense. In a nutshell, don't swallow the water or eat without washing your hands first. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Are you ready to do something about your high credit card debt? Tired of paying double-digit interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? It's time to stop the madness. Get out of debt the safe and affordable way with Credit Card Relief. With Credit Card Relief, there are no upfront fees, no monthly maintenance fees, and no settlement fees. You don't pay anything until a debt is settled. All with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's Credit Card Relief. Managed by local attorneys in-state, with workout plans tailored to your debt situation. Get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving thousands in future bank fees. Call the original Credit Card Relief, where the consultation is free and the results are real.
Call Credit Card Relief at 877-888-9570. 877-888-9570. Not available in all states. Call 877-888-9570.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good day program on the air. Friday, it is the 9th of March. I'm Doug Steffen along with my good friend, someone whom I love dearly, Jennifer Horn.
I thought you were going to say Michael Fortier, our producer.
I don't love him. He's a good friend. He's just
Phew, I'm so glad it's me. I'm glad I won that.
Actually, you know what? In truth, I do have great feelings for Michael Fortier. He came to my house.
I have great
house
feelings, too. They're like indigestion.
Michael came to my house. How many years ago was it when you came, when we were talking about having you come to work?
More than six.
Has it been more than six? Wow. And but, so Michael was working on a local radio station in Massachusetts, and somehow or other he found his way into the spell of our originating network, which is Radio America, in Washington. And so Richie said, why don't you talk to this kid and see what he's all about? So Michael came to the farm, and you had some soup. That's what I remember. And I remember thinking that you were modest and quiet. And it wasn't about skill set. It was whether or not Richie thought you and I could get along.
And Doug's like, I can dominate you. You're in. So you actually fed him soup on his job interview?
I don't know. What kind of soup was it?
It was chicken soup.
Hillary made chicken soup. Yep.
Thank God Hillary was there, because if you ate one of Doug's soups, you could have been in the emergency room. You have to have a steel stomach for that.
Yeah, he was all right. And
you make leftover soup, though, so sometimes maybe the ingredients are, been hanging around a little.
I have leftover. Actually, I have corn chowder, chicken chowder. I pick out the chicken pieces, though. Clam chowder, I have it all sort of mixed together here. Hmm. And it's a way to get energy.
Actually, that's true.
I just had my daily dose of prunes and apple cider vinegar, so
I'll be kicking in about an hour.
Let's go. All right. So the controversy with the NFL team in New Orleans, what do they call them? The Saints, right? New Orleans Saints?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So apparently they were players were offered bounties for overly aggressive hits on opposing players. Now, actually, I might bring Michael into this because of all the people who are around. I just read this and I thought to myself, it's not about
it's
class.
It's unbelievable, but I can't say it surprises me.
Well, the problem that I'm having wrapping myself around the issue is, as we usually see, what's on top floats down. So here's the NFL. And at least one team and maybe others, the suggestion that I heard in the discussion of this was that it goes on more than one would like to think. And so if it's some of the NFL teams, maybe all of them in some way, shape, or form, whether the team itself pays or whether the players have a pool or however it happens, it's going on. So then that trickles down to college football, and from that it trickles down to high school football, and from there it trickles down to Pop Warner. We all know how crazy some parents are when it comes to how well their children do with their sports activities,
very
even when, let's say, they're 10, 11, 12 years old. So, Michael, what do you know about the whether it was just the Saints? What's the stuff? What's the word on the street?
Well, yeah, it's been going on for a long time in different forms. There are sometimes you get money just for a big play.
Where's the money come from?
The players put it up themselves.
They do. So most of the teams have a pot. Is that it?
That's what it looks like.
Not sanctioned, or is it sanctioned by ownership and management?
It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be illegal.
Right.
But, you know. But the big controversy is the Saints story is big because this is supposedly about actually trying to injure players and...
Take
people believe
out.
That's the one that crosses the line. They're illegal both ways, but they believe trying to injure them for the money is the one that really crosses the line.
So what does that say, those of you who are fanatical football fans, many of you who follow my discussion of this, I'm not a football fan, not much involved in sports per se. I like baseball because I like the Red Sox. Now, having said that, the play is rougher, some people say. You're liable to be beamed with a ball at 90 miles an hour on purpose, and you get hit with one of those, it can hurt. It can really seriously hurt you. I don't know if there are any other ways you can get hurt. You fall down, you run, and you trip, or you know, that
someone can hit you with a bat.
Yeah, but it's not like every play involves something like that, Jennifer. Whereas in football, you've all heard...
It's combat, yeah.
The discussion, that's a very good way of putting it. It's combat, and yet we see... I would equate it, and I've had done this, because I think the danger that you risk with the head injuries and that kind of thing, at all levels. The NFL, you remember when they put their last deal together last year, the last part of it was a $75 million pool that the owners had to put together to take care of families of players who die because of head injuries. So that's an admission to me that this is a big problem. And so in college, are you likely to have damage? You see the Alzheimer's and the dementia developing rapidly among those who have played a lot of football or other games, hockey, wrestling, even cheerleading and soccer are dangerous. So here these guys make it their business to go out of their way to hurt another player. And they're looking to... I mean, this is serious stuff. So... What is the legal ramification for if I was on an opposing team and I knew that this was the way these guys played and I get hurt, I'd sue the hell out of them.
Yeah, they actually hurt you?
Yeah, I'd sue the living hell out of them. Sue the team, sue the player. I mean, this seems to me to open up a real can of worms legally in this day and age when lawyers like to sue somebody because they give a friend, you know, or somebody a cold because they had a runny nose.
Yeah, the only thing would be proving it. I mean, if it's like the best kept secret in the industry that they're putting pools together.
If we're talking about it, it's not a secret anymore.
But exactly. But how do they prove that it's true?
They'd get to some player and he'd put a
room footage,
camera.
A secret camera.
Yeah, right. That's what they do. You can easily imagine that.
Well, here's a quote that's interesting. Brett Favre was supposedly one of the targets of the Saints in a game. And when he was asked about it by Sports Illustrated, his response was, well, that's football.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Okay. But he didn't deny it.
That's football. He's acknowledging
that's
it.
That's football.
Yeah.
He's saying that if that was the case, he wouldn't be surprised. So obviously, at least from his perspective, it's pretty widespread.
Yeah. I don't get carried away.
Can you imagine going out every week knowing that someone's trying to really hurt you?
Yeah. It's a serious problem. Our fanaticism, it's like the gladiator days. And that's what football
is.
Exactly.
The
Super Bowl,
like.
All this crazy attention to the Super Bowl. It's like gladiators. You go, let's the lions, put the Christians in with the lions and eat them up. Same thing. Well, how is it different? 800-510-8255. Now, as long as we're sort of on
there
that
are no
bench,
lions.
No, tigers.
The Bengals in Cincinnati.
Okay, right. Send the Bengals out after them. So, Jennifer, what do you make of Eric Holder announcing that there is legal justification to kill American citizens overseas if they are involved in terrorist activities? Something that's come up in the last couple of days. It came from, there was a hearing, apparently, on this, and Holder, who's not the most popular guy in Washington, says that we, as a country, can justify killing American citizens without a trial if we think they're involved in terrorist activities against our country.
Well, is this in battle?
No.
Or is this just the guys walking into a farmer's market and they kill him?
Well, someone who is suspected of being, let's say, a courier or someone who might be wrapped up in a bomb and they go to a marketplace with the desired effect
that's
being
what I mean.
Blow
ourselves
up.
If they're in battle, I have no problem with that. If they have a bomb strapped to their chest, I would say, yes, now's the time for shooting and less arresting. Get the guy to stop pulling, you know, because you don't want him to pull the trigger, right?
Yeah, right.
Now, if this is somebody who they're just picking up on a sting operation, then I think, well, he needs a trial. But if this is someone who's actually trying to drive a car into something or fly a plane into something or has a bomb strapped to his chest and you're trying to get him to stop, it's conceivable that if he's willing to blow himself up, you're probably going to have to kill him to not push the button on the bomb.
The argument against it is if they're American citizens, they deserve due process. Well,
it's like somebody holding a I agree with that if they pick them up when they don't have a bomb strapped to them. Mm-hmm. If they pick them up just walking down the street doing nothing.
Yeah.
Correct. But if they're in the heat of performing whatever it is they're trying to do, then, I mean, how dumb. You're going to say, wait, I have to give you a trial while he's blowing up a whole building. No.
800-510-8255.
Okay. I prefer to speak with the gun in that situation.
Yeah. All right. 800-510-8255. Limbaugh, the Bank of America, and some other items, including a report about teenagers smoking. Coming right up here on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra. Recognize that voice anywhere. I'm Doug Steffen. She's Jennifer Horn, and you are paying attention to some of the hot issues of the day, as they say on The View, hot topics. It's hot topics. Isn't there a more creative way? And they're not, all of these are not necessarily hot in the sense that people are seething. I mean, I think that's the impression you get. Hot topics, as if people were seething at the outcome of whatever discussion is going on here. How can you seethe about daylight savings time beginning on Sunday?
I'm sad because we lose an hour, but I do love having it.
Oh, no. We got more daylight.
Extra daylight's fun.
Set your clocks ahead 1 hour on Saturday night.
Yep.
Fire departments recommend you replace your smoke detector batteries.
I think that's a good idea, too. Yep.
Speaking of smoking, you have some information on the new Surgeon General's report about numbers of high school teens smoking.
Yeah, the one that I'm looking at, first of all, this is what got me about the story. Did you know that the tobacco industry spends $1 million each hour marketing cigarettes to Americans?
Yep. Yep.
$1 million an hour.
How many of...
Is that unbelievable.
It's unsustainable, unacceptable. It's just wrong, wrong, wrong. We are spending as taxpayers, with all of this focus on health care, if you're not killing yourself by eating wrong food, you're killing yourself with tobacco products. And the younger you start, the more it affects or inculcates, if you will, into your cellular structure. Because when you're a teenager, you start smoking, your body's not fully formed yet. So that stuff gets in there.
Double
and
trouble.
It stays.
And these numbers, this was a report that was 920 pages long. Luckily, I didn't have to read through all of them.
But middle school students.
600,000 middle school students are smoking cigarettes, according to this report, and 3 million high school students smoke. And they thought the numbers were going down. So what's concerning about this report is that that trend has trailed off and that these numbers are going back up again. They're saying 1 in 4 high school seniors smoke a cigarette every day. 1,000 people under age 18 become a regular smoker every day. And of regular adult smokers, 88% said they first began lighting up by the time they were 18 years old.
Disgusting.
And it's gross. For every person who dies from a smoking-related disease, 2 new people under age 26 become regular smokers.
And the ignorance is unbelievable.
90% start before 18.
All right, Melbourne on the situation with killing someone who may be a terrorist. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, I just turned in, and I have two questions. One, who's going to do the killing? And did you say it was in another country?
It depends.
An American in another country?
It may be here, it may be there. I don't think that there was a focus on, at least I didn't see that there was a distinction between whether they were in America, as long as it was against some American interest. I think that's the point. If it's against an American interest.
If it's in another country, we don't have. It depends on who's doing the killing,
shooting?
I guess.
Yeah. Speak to the Pakistanis
because
about that.
Yeah, we don't have the authority to do it in another country. I'm not saying that.
That may be part of the issue. If we target Americans, this is the American government. We're going after Americans. Does it make a difference? If you have an American, if you're a citizen of America, does it make a difference where the terrorism takes place if you are an American? And I think that's part of what needs to be discussed. Doug, thanks. Appreciate your call. The Bank of America, Jennifer, is going to make a deal today, according to the Wall Street Journal. They're going to make deeper and broader cuts with people who are trying to refinance their homes, sharply reducing their mortgage balances. Citibank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, pretty much the top 5 banks who have been charged and pretty much found guilty of screwing customers through the whole mortgage situation, making it impossible for people who could redo. And, you know, they lose value on their homes. I'm somebody who is in that situation with my house here in California. And these guys are now looking at ameliorating. They have a $25 billion settlement that they have to pay, fines, because of what they did. So now they're trying to make a deal. If we make it easier for the people in the homes to stay there, will you cut our fine? Your heroes, the Bank of America. 51 after the hour.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I about to focus on Facebook. But before I get there, there is one thing that we didn't clarify during the course of the hour so far. Even though most of our discussion here is about technology, I want to spend a moment on Rush Limbaugh and what's going on. The insiders, those of you who listen, can you tell the difference between a regular commercial and a public service announcement? And if you know, the people who are, and you usually hear them identified, you know, like safe driving and, protect your home.
Yeah,
and those sorts
they don't
of things.
Sell you something necessarily.
No. So things are so bad for Limbaugh that the public service spots that they're running, most of his clients are gone. I mean, you can listen to the shows anywhere. And in New York City, there was somebody monitoring what was going on the air, and most of the local commercials were not commercials. They were public service announcements because there have been so many cancellations on his show. So the American Heart Association, who was selected by the radio station to have a public service announcement run in Limbaugh's program, called the radio station yesterday and said, please don't.
No.
They don't. American Heart Association says they do not want to be associated with this current controversy.
See, that offends me, because don't they just, I mean, isn't the greater good about getting the word out about heart disease better than...
I'm telling you, that's what they've, that's their request. It's part of... it's the ongoing...
Now's the time you want your stuff on Rush's show, because people are listening.
All right, so anyway, next up, Shelley Palmer is here with a new way for you to sort out your news feed. Stand by.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, after receiving harsh criticism for throttling the speeds of unlimited data plan subscribers, AT&T had a change of heart. Now users won't experience reduced speeds until reaching 3 gigabytes of use in a single month. If you've got a 4G device, you can use up to 5 gigabytes of data before being throttled. In other news, a federal appeals court ruled that law enforcement can search your cell phone without obtaining a warrant. The court compared searching your phone or computer to looking through a diary, ruling it permissible if the information is relevant to the crime. And finally, Zynga announced a new platform that helps the company separate itself from its dependency on Facebook. In the coming days, you can log on to Zynga.com and play its most popular games, including Words with Friends. Zynga's platform will also include games from other developers. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. With a growing selection of over 350,000 parts, we have the part you need or we'll get it. Fast. Yeah. Advance is your one stop. Don't run all over town because they'll have the part I need. Automotive Shangri-La. Right now, save up to $20 on Wagner ThermoQuiet brake pads after mail-in rebate. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Void where prohibited. See store for details.
All right, the big buzz this week as far as technology, Apple making it official, there's a new iPad going on sale. And here are the ladies from The View talking about what they know or don't know about the new iPad.
Is the public ready for another iPad so soon?
No.
I vote yes.
Well, Whoopi, if I just open another one.
The thing, I'm not going to lie.
I know you love it because you're such a techie. But it's like it's not even special anymore because the iPad, the other one we just got, I got the old iPads laying around. Now it's just like now there's another one coming. So if I get this one,
you know why it's good for you? You know why it's good for you? Because now you have your iPad and you can give Jeffrey the other one.
He don't want the old one.
Well,
that's the thing.
You can afford it. You can afford. But I think of all the parents now with the kids who say, "I want the new one." These are expensive.
Yes,
you can't buy a new one.
This is
No, it's not. I mean, my mother said no when she needed to.
You got to know.
I mean, you have to say no. You cannot have the new one. But then you cannot go out and get the new one and then try to hide it from the kids.
Another new one comes out next year that has two more.
It's like lipstick colors. There's always a new lipstick.
What a rip-off. Powerful.